Now That's Weird is brought to you in association with Haunting Breaks. It's another world. www.hauntingbreaks.co.uk.
Hi, this is your own pal Ozzy Osbourne. I love listening to Ross Hemsworth and his guests on Now That's Weird. They make me feel f***ing normal.
Yes, welcome back to the show. It's me, Ross Hemsworth. You're listening to Now That's Weird. Now, as you may have heard in the news, yesterday they found the very first case of bird flu here in the UK. A swan was found in Celadyke in Scotland with the deadly H5N1 strain of the virus. Now, obviously, the media teams around the UK and Europe have been making a big deal of it, as is always the case, blown out of all proportion, I think. We have to bear in mind that only something like 130 people worldwide have died of this virus so far, and there are conspiracy theories that are tying it up with terrorists and chemical warfare and bio-warfare and all sorts of things, and we're all being told we've got just a few years to live if we're lucky, and we're all going to die. Now, let's see if we can find out some truth in this hour about exactly what is going on and what we do need to do. One of the world's leading experts on bird flu is Dr. Frank. Dr. Frank graduated from the University of Colorado with a bachelor's degree in chemistry and his medical degree. He completes two residencies, one in family practice and one in psychiatry. He's a clinical assistant professor at the University of Buffalo School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences in Buffalo, New York. He has a master's degree in public health from Yale in 1992, where he studied infectious diseases, and a master's in business administration from Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management. Dr. Frank is president of the Frank Group, a diversified company that includes a business contingency planning consulting firm. He has expertise in the areas of business continuity and strategic planning, emerging infectious diseases, severe acute respiratory syndrome, known as the SARS virus, avian influenza, bird flu, weapons of mass destruction, terrorism, epidemiology, and various public health issues. He's the author of numerous scientific articles, DVDs, and several books, his latest being Terror Unleashed, The Coming of Bird Flu, Oil Terrorist, and Financial Crisis, which was released in 2006. His new book, Bird Flu, Expert Advice to Help You and Your Family Stay Safe, will be released in June. Listeners can be referred to his website, www.avoidbirdflu.com, for further information. And of course, there is a link directly from our site at nowthatsweird.co.uk. Dr. Frank, welcome to Now That's Weird. Oh, it's a good idea if I fade your volume up so people can actually hear you. Sorry about that. I'm having one of those nights tonight, you know. It's been a long, long day. I'll start that again. Thanks for joining us on the program. Now, obviously, people are going to know what you're all about now, having introduced you in that way. But I've got to start with the obvious question. Is this some sort of terrorist attack and bio-warfare?
No, Ross. It actually has nothing to do with terrorism, which in and of itself is a big threat. But bird flu has nothing to do with terrorism.
Well, that's good to hear, without a doubt. Now, obviously, your website is based around how we stay safe. But let's start at the beginning. Is bird flu really as bad as they say it is?
Yes, Ross, I'm afraid it is. And then there's another number of reasons that I say that. As you said in the intro, there's only been a little over 100 individuals who have actually died from it. So from that perspective, it's quite a minor event. However, it's, as you know, it's spreading around the world, and it is in some ways related to the influenza virus of 1918-1919. It's not the same, but it's similar. And that's been proven just in the last few months after 10 years of research that it is similar to that virus. And that virus, as we know, historically killed between 50 and 100 million people on a worldwide basis.
So it is quite worrying, really, isn't it? Because if this thing does mutate as they say it's going to, we could be talking about a similar or even worse scenario.
Yes, because of the population increase, since 1918, it could kill actually several hundred million individuals.
Which is pretty frightening, isn't it? Now, explain exactly what bird flu is for us, for those that don't really understand.
Bird flu is a takeoff of the normal seasonal influenza that we're all familiar with. People normally get sick in the winter, and they get the flu, and that's a flu virus. That's a more of a human strain. The bird flu is more says, a bird strain, so that they are actually in the same family of viruses, but of course they're genetically distinct.
Right, and what actually causes it? What's the main cause of bird flu?
Well, the virus circulates in birds, and it's that has been expanding over the months and years since it started in 1997 in Hong Kong. It's found in birds, in wild birds, and then the virus gets transmitted to domestic birds and some animals. And up to date, almost all of the cases of human bird flu or influenza have come from people primarily being either playing with birds that are infected, dead birds, or live birds, or in a couple of cases have eaten infected birds.
Well, this is the main thing. At the moment, the only way to catch bird flu, as I understand it, is to actually have contact with a bird that's died or infected. Is that right?
That is, yes, that's correct. There have been one or two documented cases where there has been human-to-human transmission, but it is very clear that it's essentially not transmissible between people, and you have to be around infected birds.
Right. Now, obviously, again, there's a panic factor here because people are starting to say, should we be buying chicken? Should we be buying turkey? Should we be eating eggs? And certainly since yesterday, there has been, I believe, a slight drop in the sales of eggs, although it hasn't seemed to affected the poultry sales as of yet over here. But we're only talking about one swan at the moment.
Yes, I think it's quite clear also that people really don't need to be worried about eating chicken or turkey meat that's been appropriately cooked. And again, there's just been a release, I think, from the Centers for Disease Control to that effect, that you don't need to be worried about eating eggs or chicken meat or duck meat or turkey meat that's been appropriately cooked. You obviously need to maintain normal hygiene and hygienic procedures, washing your hands and keeping the food that you're cooking, you know, separated from the food that's not been cooked and so forth.
Okay. Tell us how bird flu is different from that of a regular seasonal flu.
Well, simply put, it's just more deadly. It has this. If you get bird flu, you have virtually the same symptoms that you would with a normal flu. You get a fever, you get coughing, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. There have been a couple of reported cases of encephalitis, but again, that's not really the norm. So when people start to get the flu, that's of course one of the scary things. Is it could look just like the normal, regular seasonal flu that you get, but then it can progress to a much more severe and even deadly form.
Now, how is bird flu different from the SARS virus? Perhaps you could explain that for us.
SARS is the severe acute respiratory syndrome pandemic that and virus that also started in Hong Kong it was in 2003. And that is in a way, it's similar to the bird flu, but in many ways, it's completely different. Number one, it's caused by a completely different virus, a new virus called a coronavirus that is very different than the influenza virus. It's the mode of transmission is very similar. You can get it to a very limited extent through the air, but primarily it's through people coughing and sneezing, touching infected articles, tables, whatever, and then touching your mouth and so forth and getting it that way. It had a very high death rate, with a death rate around 10% of people who got it. It's different than the bird flu in the epidemiology of it, the transmission, that is to say, of it around the planet. It actually was much less contagious than a bird flu is and will become. It was actually quite hard to get, although it was very deadly. It was found primarily in healthcare workers and very limited in its extent.
Now, of course, with the SARS virus, you say it was a 10% death rate. The death rate is much higher in bird flu, isn't it?
Yes, the death rate right now is around 50%. I guess what I'm referring to is the ultimately when the bird flu becomes easily transmissible from person to person, the death rate will not be 50%. It won't even be 10%. It will be actually less than 1%.
Well, okay. I'm going to stop there and go to an ad break. And what I'm going to do is give you a call back because we've got a bit of a dodgy line there and you're breaking up a little. So if I may, we'll run to a break and give you a call back, see if we can get a clearer line, if that's okay.
Sure.
Okay. Yep. We're talking to Dr. Brad Frank from America live on the show this evening. We'll be back with him right after these words.
Do you see ghosts? Do you hear voices? Come find out. Join our professional team in a most haunted style paranormal investigation. Enjoy the excitement of the unknown, practice the ancient art of dowsing, and take part in vigils, seances, and divining exercises. Expect the unexpected. Experience the unexperienced. It's an encounter that will not be forgotten. Haunting Breaks, the ultimate activity break. Visit our website at hauntingbreaks.co.uk or phone our friendly team on 01686 420 301. Beware.
Dick, have fun quail hunting. Don't worry, I promise I won't touch the button. And remember, shoot anything that moves. Bye. Oh, God, this phone's never going to stop. Oval Office, W speaking. Yes? No, I do not want to be a guest on Ross Hemsworth's show. Now That's Weird. I spend my evenings on the above top secret forum making up conspiracy theories. Now, about Project Serpo, if you could bring me up to speed on...
Now That's Weird. Hi, this is Ross Hemsworth. Now That's Weird is one of the fastest growing paranormal programs on the airwaves. And you can advertise on this show right now. Just send an email to info@phantomorfraud.com. That's info@phantomorfraud.com. And we'll discuss ways to promote your business live on the show. We're syndicated worldwide, so it's not just in the UK, it's all over the world. Get your message across now. info@phantomorfraud.com.
Scoob, I smell something weird.
It's not weird. It's Ross Hemsworth.
You're listening to Now That's Weird with Ross Hemsworth.
Get interactive. Email studio@nettalkradio.co.uk or text 85010. Type the word studio and then your message.
Now That's Weird.